I just want to open up with one kind of observation slash question to the panelists and then see where this takes us. And that is that, you know, as to think about this notion of migration, borders, and borderlands as it relates to art. I think that that concept of borders and borderlands in literature, myself as an academic, and otherwise, and in the kind of much broader cultural discussions and cultural debates that we are very much living through right now, given this election year. These notions of borders and borderlands as it relates to Latino experience often are themes in reference to the ethnic Mexican experience. They seem to index that very, very powerfully. And I think it's both interesting and important that our panelists represent a kind of much broader scope of Latino experience and identity, Dominican, Puerto Rican, ethnic Mexican as well. And so I think that really provides an interesting opening here, right? How do we think about borders and borderlines beyond just the ethnic Mexican, US-Mexico border experience? And so I guess my question is, you know, how do you take on the theme of borders and borderlands in your art from the perspective of your own kind of ethnic cultural identity and see kind of where that leads us? So Lisa, if you want to start us off here.
Well, how would I say this? I'm an American citizen because I was born abroad. My father was Puerto Rican, so he inscribed me in the American embassy. My mother was Mexican, and she was really, truly nationalistic that she was Mexican, and my daughter needs papers from Mexico. So I was inscribed with birth certificate, passport. I think I was just a couple of months. And I'm also a Mexican citizen. In other words, I can go in and out of Mexico and also out of the United States. But my father is Puerto Rican, so they moved first. I came to the state, and I went to Puerto Rico to live. So we're talking about the transnational. So I lived in Puerto Rico, but then I traveled a lot to Mexico because of my grandparents. So I was very much in touch with that reality. I have seen the reality of the other Mexicans that are trying to go through the border. So when I was a kid, my Puerto Rican family used to call me because I was the only one, Mexicanita, the Mexican. They used to say, well, you came because when you crossed the river, that I was a wetback. And I used to get very angry and I said, look, I'm a wetback, I'm not a wetback, I came in a plane. So insulted, you know, by this fact. Well, you know, I may not be Puerto Ricans because Puerto Ricans are American citizens. So that's an issue without that the stamp is being put into the colony, you know, the colony. But I've always been an activist more towards the side of the Puerto Rican and all of that, but always in touch with Mexico. So through the arts, I was always involved in the arts through my father and my childhood. And also other friends I had that were musicians, intellectual literature people and all of that, going to Mexico all the time to the Biennales and all of that. And my mother, who was also a woman, but she was very clear about the fact that I'm a woman and that I have to do what I have to do and I cannot live with a man or be in a relationship where I'm not going to do what I want to do, you know, and that type of thing. So I come from that educational background. And then later I decided to go to school in Mexico, and it was a big impression for me to meet Alfaro Siqueiro. I also met Leopoldo Mendez, who at that time was the one that ran San Carlos. He was in charge of the faculty in San Carlos School, University of Mexico. So I started learning more techniques, pre-making and painting and all of that. And when I moved to the States, I got involved in activism because of housing and all kinds of things that were happening in the barrio. And we got involved with the New Lords. During that time were also the Black Panthers. And out of that, the initiative of education and creating museum, creating some workshop, like Taller Boricua, so we got very much, I got involved in that. So it goes together that when you come from situations like this, you go automatically for social justice. You cannot see any injustice being done and not say anything about it, because if you don't know, say anything about it, or try to move on it or whatever, you are part of that problem also, because you are with the other people supporting the other side that is being attacked with the people that are being injustice to. And in terms of, so it's been made a lot of activism since that time. We created El Museo del Barrio as an initiative, as an educational component. Then later on, it became We're All Latinos and part of the Caribbean and all of that. So my life has always been involved in that sense because of my upbringing. Even though I have two children, my first husband was Jewish. So I have a daughter that's called Rachel Brightman, and she's half Jewish, and I have a son from my second marriage that is Japanese. How did that happen? Those are the things that happen when you're open to building fluently and let things flow. So that's why I don't believe in any kind of border. You know what I mean? I don't believe in any kind of border, even in the arts. I like to paint. I like to do printmaking. I like to do sculpture. I like to do muralism. So I tend to flow. I do one, get bored, go to the other one, and flow. You keep on floating, and you create, and I'm lucky that everything that I do is great. Now that I say that it's great, people tell me, that's really good. So then I believe more in it, right? So it's more positive. So then I create more, right? But then at the same time, you have to embrace other people and also teach young people to be part of that. But the whole point is the whole mental condition of how, as you being who you are, how fluid you can flow within here and there. It's the same thing. How could I be in Mexico? How could I be in Japan? How could I be in Cuba? How could I be in England? And still participate in everything and still maintain who I am. Mexican, right? But then I still within myself, I fight with the people in Puerto Rico because I'm well, I am Mexican. My papers say that I'm Mexican, but I want to have something that says that I'm Puerto Rican, right? But that's not going to happen. So it's mainly has to do how you see yourself as a person and how you try to work with all those things within the different mediums in the art, with the ideology, and embracing everybody in the world. That's what I would say.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.